Local company Mother of All Branding, also known as Moab, has teamed up with several local businesses to create the Meet Your Maker month-long event, which encourages folks to move throughout our community. They've partnered with local artist Laura Turon to create two growler designs, and here to tell us all about Meet Your Maker are Laura Valdez and Laura Turon. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
So tell us about this, because especially during this time, local businesses have definitely suffered, and you guys have found a fun way to get people involved and to get them to move around and visit local businesses. So tell us about this idea.
Mother of All Branding, first and foremost, is a glassware printing company that I started with my husband, Moises Valdez. We're actually uniquely also involved in the restaurant and bar world, and we have been for a while. We noticed early on when by purchasing decorated glassware that it was just as expensive to ship it into ourselves as it was for the actual product. So we thought, we have a little bit of experience in this world, so we thought that why not bring glassware printing to El Paso, which is what we did. So first of all, that's kind of the business and what we do. We also do uniforming for businesses and branding, anything you can possibly imagine. Meet Your Maker is a side project, kind of like, I guess I would consider it a passion project. We decided early on that we wanted to engage with the local community. And, you know, what better way than to engage with local artists since we work with printing and decorating.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in contact with Laura and we asked her to come up with two designs for some growlers. And she did an amazing job. We're so happy with how they came out. And we sell them on our website, moab-merch.com. You can purchase them there. A portion of the proceeds go back to Laura and then a nonprofit of her choosing, which she chose, the Borderland Rainbow Center, which is a really great organization. They support the LGBTQ+ community, and they do a lot. You can look at our website. We also wrote a blog up on them, and there's a link to donate directly if that's what you'd be interested in doing. But long story short, after decorating these growlers and getting with this local nonprofit, we decided that we also wanted to engage the local businesses. As you said, they are hurting. And we know because we own a restaurant in San Antonio. This is a really hard time for everybody. And we thought, let's get everybody involved. Let's get them moving in the community, as you said. So we engaged about 15 or 16 different businesses. And what they're going to do is offer a special fill price for anybody that brings in either of Laura's growler designs for the month of March.
That's awesome. So Laura, tell us about your designs and why you chose the Borderland Rainbow Center.
Well, I was invited to do a growler for Pride. And we wanted to do my art and my design and then also include words that represented Pride. So we chose Pride and Love Wins. And then the second growler, it has the design of the optical illusion that I do in combination with the EM Lab. And it has the hidden word Unidos and United. And it also has the shape of El Paso Mountains and the shape of Juarez Mountain. So it kind of represents the border on one side. And I chose to donate the proceedings and that we have and percentage of this to the Borderland Center, because we started with that concept, the Pride concept for my designs. And I think it's important that we support our LGBT community and that we're constantly active. And they do great things and they're very active in the community and they provide many programs to support the LGBT community.
And Laura, I saw your design and I love, they always make my eyeballs hurt when you make me read, because, you know, you play with all these abstract kind of shapes and you have to really concentrate to see the words. And then you find them, you're like, okay. And then you lose them and, you know, it kind of comes back. But I think it goes with that whole mathy design thing that you do. I mean, do you do it on purpose or how do you get there?
Well, you know, the good thing about the growlers is that they can be filled up with beer and it's being blurry. So you'll see the words right away. So don't worry about that. I like that concept also, that it's kind of hidden in there. The word is hidden. You don't see it right away. And in a way, it represents our community. You know, it's Juarez, El Paso. We're together. And we put it together in one design in a way. So I like to play with that concept and that idea.
Well, you did it successfully. You absolutely succeeded with the with the design. And you're right. I mean, much like our community, it takes people a little while to see, oh, yeah, they really are tied to each other.
I was very excited that I got invited to create two designs for these growlers. And Laura has told me about their company, their business and everything, and what the concept of the Meet Your Maker project was. And I'm all in for supporting the community and the local business. And we all support each other, one another. So I'm also going to be opening up a new studio gallery over by Socorro, where I'm going to set up my Pravex pyramid. And I'm going to have the growlers up for sale in there. And I'm going to try to organize events to promote the sale of these growlers, to promote also the refills of the beers, to promote raising funds for the Borderlands Center, and then also see what happens. And, well, I'm inviting people to support art, to support local businesses, and to continue work together into keeping our community strong.
You're so right. And then, Laura, you said something very El Paso. It was like, there wasn't a glass printer here, so we just did it. And I feel like that's how many things come about in our community.
Exactly.
There's something not here, or I wanted this, so I just did it. And it seems like you guys, you and your husband, are just those kinds of people. Like, oh, well, there's not this thing here, so we're going to do it.
Yeah, 100%. In that as well, we actually set up our print shop to be eco-friendly. We set it up to print with UV inks and cure with a UV light. It's been a little bit of a learning curve, to say the least, but it was something that was important to us to have a safe space, you know, someplace that we have our employees coming in, working in every day, that we ourselves and our employees feel safe working in. And we know that we're not adding to this, you know, issue with the environment. I know all of Europe has gone this way, and only California is the only place mandated to print this way, but we just wanted to be ahead of the curve. We're also looking to bring in textile manufacturing. We want to be a cut and sew shop as well. So we want to make totes, tech bags, pillowcases, I don't know, you name it. We have already designed a label that's going to say made in El Paso, Texas. I mean, we could do 100% custom tote for people. We could get their own branded label going on the side of the bag. It's something that we're really excited about, and exactly what you said. Like, you know, we are the kind of people. And I think that, like you said, most people in El Paso, you're going to talk to them and they're going to figure it out. And that's what we're trying to do. And it's really important that we're involved in the local community.
Yeah, for sure. And then is there an opportunity for an artist such as Laura to then possibly design a textile or anything like that?
Yeah, that's probably going to be our next project with either Laura or, you know, we want to make sure that we give all artists an opportunity to design some products with us. So that probably will be the next project, is coming up with a really unique tote that's probably printed on the outside, the inside, custom handles, everything you could imagine. We're going to go all out because we want to show people what we're capable of. I think it's something that people would be interested in outside of El Paso. And we just want to bring that kind of pride back here.
That's amazing. So talk to us about the breweries involved with this situation. I feel like we forgot this kind of important part.
Yes, it's drinking for a cause, which is our favorite thing to do.
Why not?
So as I said, like, you know, we're really plugged into that community. We sell to them. And, you know, us being involved in that industry as well, we're kind of a foot in both worlds. We know these people. We hang out with these people. We have beers with these people, these restaurant owners, borrowers, brewery owners. And it was really cool. You know, once we called them, they were all in. They were so excited to be involved. The breweries involved, we got El Paso Brewing, we got Sheepdog Brewery, Aurelia's, Mountain Star Brewery, which is fairly new. We also have a few restaurants. We have Undisputed Craft House, Craft and Social. We have Eloise, of course, Joe Binney and Bronson, if anyone's forgetting somebody. And then we also got a Great American Steakhouse. The restaurants that are involved are the one on George Theater, in Vinton, and also on Airway. And they were so excited to be involved. And they all have different specials. We're going to make sure to highlight them throughout the month, each location and what their specials are going to be.
The way it works is buy the growler online from you, or can you buy it at the locations too?
You'd have to purchase it online through us.
Okay. So purchase the growler and then take growler to said places and you're in business.
Yes. And they know what they look like. You're going to be treated like a VIP the second you walk in, and you'll get that special. And let me add as well, we also have Yeho Coffee involved. They're a unique kind of business to bring on board. And I'm really excited about it because they do doorstep delivery on Saturdays. So essentially you sign up online, go to their website, put your growler on your doorstep, and you wake up in the morning and you have cold brew coffee, you know, right
magic.
There right when you open your door. And also Thirsty AF, they do aguas frescas, and they are a food truck. And you'll have to look at their website, and also we'll make sure to share it. But you would just show up to their location wherever they are at the time and get a fill.
Awesome. So if we want to keep up with this whole situation, where's the best place? Because you said you're going to share it. Is it following Moab, or how do we do this?
Most likely following Mother of All Branding. We'll be tagging everybody involved. We also are going to be sharing a flyer that's going to show all the locations involved. So I would recommend to just follow all those locations and look at what their specials are going to be, you know, taking advantage of all these specials throughout the month. And I really do feel like it's going to feel like a community effort and community support. Like Laura said, we'll be supporting a nonprofit, an artist, a manufacturer as ourselves, and the local restaurants and breweries and cafes.
So pretty much once you buy a growler and you enter this journey, you're supporting a whole lot of local folks.
Yeah, that's exactly the idea. And I think it's kind of a fun idea, right? It's a local economy and a local community that's getting involved.
That's beautiful. Laura, you mentioned your gallery space. Where can we visit you, or how do we become a part of that?
I'm barely setting it up, and we're looking into how to do things right now, being precautious with COVID and everything. But I'm going to be setting up my pyramid, and it's going to be by reservation, and we're going to be social distancing and everything. But you can follow me on my social media, Turon Laura, on Instagram. And then the address is 10180 Socorro. We will be sharing information also on the Mother of All Branding website and social media.
Thank you. Today, my guests have been artist Laura Turon and Laura Valdez from Mother of All Branding. Together, they've come up with this neat concept. It's Meet Your Maker Month. It's happening all throughout the month of March. You can visit Mother of All Branding's website, get your hands on one of these custom design growlers, and then go fill her up at all the participating breweries. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you.